Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin, and this one is going to be what I feel like a short, sweet, sassy episode that is going to, if you are listening to this and you are a network marketer, it is going to hit home. If it is not, it maybe is going to just like light a little fire under your butt to be like, okay, I need to get stuff done. I do not know about you, but I will basically allow myself to sit in a pity party or sit in I haven't gotten anything done and then think, you know what I need? I need to rest. And while that is so true, I know hands down the thing that I need more of is rest. But I also know that when I sit around all day long, sitting at home, I mean, just like say, I think I need Netflix. I need to be able to lay down and do nothing all day long. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, now I feel even more tired. I feel worse. I feel like I've done nothing, because I have. And then I end up making myself feel worse. If that has ever been you, I want to help you break that cycle. How you can still allow yourself to rest, but still feel like you are getting something done. Because here is the thing. More than likely, the reason that you need to rest, I'm putting quotes around it, is that you are avoiding something, or you are trying to get out of something, or you're trying to not face something. I guess that's the same as avoiding, but that is what I feel like happens a lot of the time. And then we're like, oh, I just need to rest. As if resting is going to make the problem, the thing, go away, so that when you come back, maybe you have more energy. But I'm going to go ahead and break it to you. That's not how that's going to work. Because the thing is, like, you create energy by taking action. And maybe it's not fixing the problem. Maybe it's not going head on. But if you can do something that is going to literally create energy, because you've heard me say this before, it's a Brendon Burchard quote that is so famous for him, is that the power plant does not get energy. It creates it. And sometimes we will avoid doing things because we are thinking that we need to be able to have more energy, when honestly, if you would just start, you would start to feel better. If you would just take some action, if you would just be a little more consistent, when you would just show up as the best version of you, whatever that looks like, you're going to have more energy. There have been plenty of times I'm like, I don't know. I kind of just want to lay down. I'm tired. And I know if I lay down and take a nap, I'm going to feel better. While there's a time and a place for that, sometimes I also know that when I'm doing that, I'm truly just avoiding the work that I don't want to do, or stuff I don't want to get done, and almost have that be the excuse, oh, well, I can't because now I don't have enough time. Whereas if I would just get up, move my body, jump around, turn on music, like just do something when you get back, the likeliness of you coming back from going on a walk or playing with your kids or just doing something where you are moving your body and creating action, you will have more energy, and it'll be like, you know what? I've already come this far. I might as well keep going. And you just finish what it is that you are avoiding. And I think the thing that we forget is that if you can consistently show up, you will do it more often. So if you are in the habit of giving up when it gets hard, if you're in the habit of stopping, you're in the habit of avoiding, you're in the habit of turning to something, whether it be a drink or food or a nap or sleep, you turn to something when it gets hard, right? But if we could stop the action of doing that and create, like replace that with something else, you're going to start having more energy. So let's say that like you always reach for the sweet, salty caramels that you have in the cabinet when you've had a really hard day. If you would take that and be like, you know what? When I've had a hard day, I'm going to go home and do a 5-minute jump out, like go out and do jumping jacks or do run around the block with my kids or get on a bike or just jump, like something. If you would just find something else to do with your body, it would help you not necessarily figure out the answer, but keep you from avoiding it so you can work through the problems. You have to be consistent into what you're showing up for, because if taking a nap, laying down and resting is not actually getting you closer to your goals, I needed to give you a little bit of a wake-up call. You're actually avoiding your hard work. You are telling yourself you don't have to. And I don't want anybody to take away from this podcast that I'm saying you don't get to sleep. Girl, you know you get to sleep. But you and I both know there's a time when you're saying that you need rest and actually you need to have action. It's not rest that you need. It's an attitude adjustment. So this is me telling you, if you feel like you have found yourself during this season, I think especially in 2020, especially looking for the vices or finding easy reasons to give up, to slow down, to not show up as the best version of you. It's kind of like I want you to ask yourself, would the best version of you do this? And when I write down my gratitude, my affirmations, I write down I am statements that I can ask myself throughout the day to kind of like check myself of like, okay, am I being a patient mom? Am I being an exceptional wife? Am I being the definition of consistent? And it kind of is a little bit of, I don't know about you, but like I need those friends that are going to call me out a little bit. They're going to be like, hey, you're not really doing the best that I know you can. And not the kind that are picking on you, because Lord knows we don't need that kind, but the kind that are like giving you a little reminder of your goals, because we can convince ourselves of anything. I can convince myself that I need rest and I need this and I need that, while I know I need rest. And I keep reiterating that because I know I'm going to have somebody be like, you're telling us to work ourselves to death. No, I'm not. I'm telling you to actually be real with yourself. Do you need rest? Are you avoiding the hard work? Because there's a huge difference. If rest is going to bless you when you are done with that and you're going to feel better, then do it. But if you're going to rest and spend your time, your downtime, and then when you're done, you're going to feel even worse, then this is me telling you, you don't need rest. You need to show up. And if you can look at your problems, your struggles, and like not necessarily to fix them, but how to get through them, you would have to ask yourself, like, what would the best version of me do? How would I show up during this season? I'm telling you right now, you probably are so much farther along if you would quit giving yourself the excuse that you have to do something else. If you would just create action, you would be more consistent, you would feel better, and you would quit feeling like you're not enough. So I hope that this episode, while it's short, while it's like a little bit of a gut punch, I just want to tell you right now, I know that what you are doing is amazing, and I know that who you are is amazing, but don't you dare let you be the only person who stands in your way of showing up as the actual best version of you, not the best version of you that sounds good, right? So I hope you guys know how much I love and support. I love your support. I love your encouragement. I love you guys shouting out me on social and like suggesting me to your friends. It truly, truly means the world to me, because I know that if you guys are sharing this with other people, then they are getting to consume this content that I am wanting for them to consume. So thank you guys so much. I truly, truly appreciate you. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.